This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
My dear respected brothers and sisters, Islam, once again, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalam ala Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Welcome to the live broadcast of our Ramadan series, Lifestyle. Alhamdulillah, today, subhanAllah, we are broadcasting on several pages. So my personal page, that is Wael Ibrahim. We have also Live Dean from Pakistan, mashallah, tabarakallah. We have Connect Institute Karachi. That's another page on the internet. If you haven't heard of it, you can go and check what we have done in the past. And we have also Connect Institute, the mother of Connect Institutes, subhanAllah, in the Philippines. And we are broadcasting on that page as well. And I think there's another page that we are broadcasting. Anyway, wherever you are, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you for being with us. Jazakumullahu khairan. And before we begin, if you can share the video or the live broadcast with your circles so that they can, inshallah ta'ala, also get notified. Even if they didn't watch it live, they can watch it later, inshallah. And that, inshallah, you will be sharing the reward. May Allah bless you all. Lifestyle, for those who did not watch the previous episodes, I advise you to go and check the past events that we have launched on these pages. But also you can visit the Aware Academy YouTube channel where you can see all the previous episodes, inshallah ta'ala. Today's lifestyle that we wanted to revive and we wanted to speak about is a concept called muhasabah, or self-accounting, or being self-accountable to what you said and what you did on a daily basis, on a consistent basis. SubhanAllah, there is a story that was circulating among the Salaf, among the people, the righteous people of the past, of a man who decided to calculate his sins. So all what he did is that he looked at his age and he said, I'm 60 years now. If I have done mistakes in every day of my life, every single day in the past 60 years, and reflect on this, like how many of us or who amongst us who do not commit sins on a daily basis. So think about it. SubhanAllah, he multiplied those 60 years and he found out that actually the days that he lived on earth are 21,000 days. 21,000 days. So he said that if I committed one single sin every single day in my past life, in those 60 years that I've lived on earth, it would mean that I have committed 21,000 sins. And this account would be presented before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the man lost consciousness. He fell, losing his own consciousness, because he became so scared to present Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with 21,000 sins in the past 60 years of his life. SubhanAllah Azim, when he regained his consciousness, he reflected and he said, SubhanAllah, but who amongst us only commit one sin every day? So how about those people who committed many, many sins on a daily basis for the past many, many years? How will you actually meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with these mountains of sins? This is something called self-criticism, self-reflection, self-accountability, so that you can sit with yourself on a daily basis and ask yourself, how was my day? Did I say something that hurt somebody's feeling? Did I lie? Did I gossip? Did I backbite? Did I speak to my wife in a manner that was so harsh that made her cry or made her sad? Did I talk to my husband in a manner that was so disrespectful? Did I hurt my children and my ego prevented me from going there and make it a right or apologize even for my children? What have I done throughout the day that angered my parents, angered my colleagues, angered my bosses, my workers, and so on and so forth? This is self-reflection, so that by the end of the day, you'll be able to evaluate yourself and amend those mistakes the next morning or the next day, so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can erase those sins that you have committed. This is a concept that was practiced on a daily basis by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, by the companions and the early generations. Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu warda, it was said that a man came to him complaining about an injustice that was inflicted upon him. And Umar ibn Khattab was not in the mood, so he actually took his staff and he actually hit him, or he beat the man up, and he told him, is this a time of the day to come and complain? So Umar ibn Khattab was agitated and he hit the man. SubhanAllah, and when Umar ibn Khattab went home, he first of all, he requested for the man to come back and to hit him in the same manner. So he gave him his staff and he told him, hit me back. Like, take revenge. I don't want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to revenge on your behalf. So take my staff and hit me back. He said, no. The man let go and he forgave Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu arda. But to Umar himself radiallahu anhu arda, may Allah be pleased with him. He went home. He prayed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He cried. He made dua. And he made this, he said those famous words. He said, كُنْتَ وَضِيعًا فَرَفَعَكَ اللَّهُ. You were so low. You were nothing. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raises your status. You became the Amir al-Mu'mineen. You became the leaders of the believers. وَضَالًا فَهَدَاكَ اللَّهُ. You were misguided and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided you to the light of Islam. وَكُنْتَ ضَعِيفًا فَأَعَزَّكَ اللَّهُ. And you were so weak. Even though you were harsh, you were aggressive, but you were so weak. So subhanAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you izzah, gave you dignity and might. Is this how you want to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the end? SubhanAllah. What will you say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment? How will you actually explain your point of hitting a man? SubhanAllah, that same man, Umar ibn Khattab, was so upset when Amr ibn al-As, radiallahu anhu arda, another great companion, when his son beats up a Christian boy, and the Christian father of that boy complained to Umar ibn Khattab. Umar ibn Khattab told him, since when, Ya Amr, we have enslaved people? So he's a man of justice. He's a man of giving people their rights. When he fell into that error, he tortured himself. Not tortured himself, he criticized his behavior. And he make it a right with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Muhasaba. Holding yourself accountable for what you do. You know, putting yourself under the microscope, whatever you did, whatever you said, and don't feel the ego, and don't let your ego prevent you from doing things right. Wallahi, I admire a brother. I remember when back in Hong Kong City, subhanAllah, we had this conference called At the Peak. And one of those years, I was entering the school where we usually hold the conference, and this man stopped me, and he gave me that tight hug. And subhanAllah, I did not recognize the man. And he told me, brother, well, I wanted to apologize. I said, for what? He said, I used to have bad thoughts about you. I said, subhanAllah, why? Why is that? Like, what have I done to you? I don't even know you. He said, subhanAllah, people were talking about this, about that. And subhanAllah al-Azim, I used to believe them until we saw the street da'wah in Hong Kong and people becoming Muslims and so on. So I felt so bad seeing people, you know, the Christians coming, converting our Muslims in the messages and so on. And we saw serving Islam team at that time doing the counter work, subhanAllah. So he felt so bad. So he came and he gave me that tight hug. I will never forget this brother, subhanAllah al-Azim. He did not let his ego or arrogance, because that's the definition of humility, is to immediately make things right the moment you realize that you have erred. Don't let your ego prevent you from doing what is right. So he immediately, subhanAllah, came and he made things right with me, subhanAllah. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, اقترب للناس حسابهم وهم في غفلة معرضون. That the day of reckoning, the day of muhasaba, the day of judgment, is coming closer to people while they are in a state of heedlessness. SubhanAllah al-Azim. Allah is telling us that you will be held accountable for what you have done in this life. Once you die, your day of judgment will start. Once you die, my brothers and sisters in Islam, and your grave is shut, the day of judgment for you will begin by the two angels who will come and ask you these questions: who is your Lord, who is your prophet, what is your religion? Your day of judgment, your day of muhasaba will start the moment you depart this dunya. SubhanAllah. That's why Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu arda narrated another narration. He said, what? Hasibu anfusakum qabla an tuhasabu. You must hold yourself accountable for what you have done before you are brought to account, before you stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for your own muhasaba. You must account for yourself first. You must blame yourself for what you did and correct that, because you will stand before Allah and you will be responsible for whatever you have done. SubhanAllah. Ibn al-Qayyim, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy upon him, he said, just like how we work and we hold people accountable for their actions, and we sometimes, even end relationships because of what they did and so on, you must also hold yourself accountable in regards to your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he said, for example, you must have self-accountability regarding your fara'id, regarding your obligatory actions. You must hold yourself accountable. Did I do my fara'id well? My fajr, my dhuhr, my asr, my maghrib, my isha, my zakah, my Ramadan, all these, my hijab. Am I doing it right? Am I doing it according to the methodology given in the Quran or through the teaching of the Prophet ﷺ? Number two, we have to hold ourselves accountable regarding the prohibition, the haram, the activities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, don't come closer. تِلْكَ حُدُودُ اللَّهِ فَلَا تَعْتَدُوهَا. These are the boundaries of Allah, so never ever cross Allah's boundaries. So have I crossed these boundaries? Do I need to repent from a specific sin that I have committed? So you have to hold yourself accountable for the fara'id, for the obligatory actions, and also for the nawahi or for the prohibition. But on the top of that, also he said, you must hold yourself accountable for the nawafil, for the optional actions that will elevate your status even higher in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, just like how Allah is the most generous, Allah is the most generous, Al-Kareem, the one who will give without any measure, the one that will reward you despite your shortcoming. If you want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you more, at least now you do more. So you try to do more. So go beyond the fara'id, go beyond the obligatory actions and do some optional deeds that will elevate your status in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah does not love any servant more than the one who come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fulfilling his obligations. But the one who excel and exceed the limits of obligations by doing nawafil or optional deeds, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes his eyesight in which he sees with, his hands in which he strike with, his foot or feet in which he walks by. Meaning Allah will be with you wherever you are, since you have protected yourself with the nawafil, with the optional actions. So don't just rely on the fara'id, my brothers and sisters in Islam. Do not ever rely on fara'id. Because if you rely on fara'id and you become weak at one point, then you will neglect those fara'id. But if you perfected your fara'id, then optional actions for you will be easy. The sunnah acts will be easy. So if you neglected the sunnah, those options, at least the fara'id will remain intact. So don't ever neglect the sunnah. Because if you neglected the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it will be very easy for you to neglect the obligatory prayer. These are the self-accounting process that you go through. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya ayyuha alladhina amam. O you who believe, listen carefully. If you said, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, pay attentive ear to this ayah. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, ittaqullah. Number one, fear Allah. Be conscious of Allah. If you did not hear my episode on taqwa, please go back to the Aware Academy page or to all the other pages that we have broadcasted this series on to refresh your memory and knowledge, inshallah ta'ala. Allah is telling us, be conscious of Allah, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَلْتَنْظُرْ نَفْسٌ مَا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدْ, and let everyone be attentive to what he or she have prepared for tomorrow, meaning for the Day of Judgment. What have you done now that will contribute to your hereafter? And this is self-muhasabah, basically. Whatever you do today will contribute to your akhirah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the right understanding. You have a daily practice for yourself, inshallah. Before you sleep, usually the scholars will teach us, before you sleep every night, try to reflect over the day. What have I done that need to be corrected, that need, an apology, that need maybe repentance, and so on and so forth. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those people who hear the words and follow them to the best of our ability. Remember, your beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to seek istighfar, used to seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every single day, 100 times, subhanallah azim. How many of us need this practice on a daily basis? Because our sins are plenty. May Allah forgive our sins and shortcoming and accept from us our repentance. Ameen, ameen, ameen. We'll see you again tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala, on Wael Ibrahim page, Facebook, and Live Deen, Connect Institute, and Connect Institute Karachi. And there's another page, I forgot which other page the same program is broadcast on. And if you want to get back to the Aware Academy to give us a little bit of a push, inshallah, subscribe to the channel, click those likes and share with everyone. We really appreciate it. Jazakumullahu khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.